Y'all excuse me, but I was sitting there and saw a man come through this door that I love with all my heart and haven't seen in a while. This man is the only engineer that I have ever known that they flew in from a long way off at vacation to fix. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to give a big hand to one of the best engineers in the world, my friend Felix McDonald. You know, I told y'all how messy KAAY was when we walked in there the first night. But when you walked in the control room, there wasn't a piece of dust anywhere. And he kept that sucker humming all the time. Thank you, Felix, and it's a blessing to see you tonight.
Well, Bob kind of stole my thunder on that one, but I think he did a lot better job than I would have done. Felix, of course, and it's a bit ironic that I had brought up the tapes and Felix telling me about the tapes, and within 5 minutes of me bringing up that story, he walks in. That was very good. Very good timing. I've got another little reel I'd like to go through. I want to hit the news one, the news and political one, and then actually I would like to bring up Rex. Yes, no, we want you up here, Rex, seriously. And I think the news and political, kind of that going into bringing you up, I think that's a good segue. And the fact that when we did this about 2.5 years ago, I mean, the stories that you had just listening to the station, never working at the station, I mean, they were great stories. So let me get to... Okay, first off, I have to do this one more time. Oh, there it goes. Okay, I just had to do that one more time. Yeah. I'll probably do it again. Let me see if this is the political, the news and political.
1970, and a new challenge for ComEx Contemporary News. In the 1960s, ComEx informed you of riots in the street. And the ending of a race to the moon.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Right. They are on the moon.
The election of three American presidents.
So now my wife and I prepare for a new administration and for a new baby.
And the assassination of three American citizens.
Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in Memphis. We've got to see it through.
Now, in a new decade, ComEx Contemporary News has accepted the challenge of an ever-changing world. Dominating a new decade, ComEx Contemporary News. Reporting it right.
From the nation's capital, this is the Washington Window, an unrehearsed news feature of United Press International. Each week, we present a panel of top reporters for discussion of significant issues. Back with this week's guest in 1 minute.
Impact is a series of 5-minute programs broadcast 6 times a week by KAAY.
The 1974 Arkansas political season has finally arrived. It came on the scene Monday when Governor Dale Bumpers announced that he would seek the U.S. Senate seat, now held by incumbent J. William Fulbright. Very shortly after the announcement by Governor Dale Bumpers that he would seek the Senate seat, incumbent Senator J. William Fulbright came out fighting.
Governor Bumpers has made this decision, for I had believed that he would complete the programs which he had inaugurated in his state administration. I believed his real interest was in being an executive and not a legislator.
In the first days of 1967, Winthrop Rockefeller stood before a joint session of the Arkansas legislature to be sworn in as governor. It was his second try for the office. But now, he would truly become the first Republican governor in Arkansas since Reconstruction days.
Rockefeller, the first years is a special presentation of KAAY Radio News.
State Senator Guy H. Mutt Jones of Conway held a news conference on last Thursday at the state capitol here in Little Rock and had some comment about the governor's special legislative session.
Mr. Rockefeller has included items in this special call which should be in a general session in order to make the special session palatable to a greater number of people. I say deliberately that he has called a special session of the legislature to enhance his prospects for re-election for a third term.
David Pryor called them Monday morning quarterbacks. Some like to call themselves political analysts. Despite the term, it is still last Tuesday's runoff that is being talked about in barbershops and classrooms, in newspaper columns, and on radio. It was only about 4% of the vote, but there was no doubt that John McClellan was the winner.
Congressman Pryor called me and congratulated me as the winner of this contest.
To the people of this country.
George McGovern, Democratic presidential candidate, will be in Little Rock Saturday at 6 p.m. See and hear George McGovern at the Central Flying Service Hangar, Old Airport.
The foreign policy objective of our next administration will to be bring an honorable end to the war in Vietnam.
The name of Spiro Agnew is not a household name. I certainly hope that it'll become one within the next couple months.
I am ready to lead our country.
1972.
They're going to find out they're not a redneck come November 5th in this country.
It's been a long time coming. We'll count your vote this Tuesday here on KAAY.
1962.
University of Mississippi campus remains quiet. Ole Miss Houston game gets underway. This is
the 1970.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Right.
They are on the moon.
Tranquility.
Communications exchange shifts to the 70s with even newer methods of total news presentation. KAAY's broadcast news professionals enter the new era with detailed plans for coverage that will surpass even the comic standard established and practiced for the past 8 years. KAAY, Communications Exchange, dominating the new decade.
This is a special report from ABC Radio News. I'm Roger Sharp at the Apollo News Center in New York with correspondent Merrill Muller. Apollo 13 is in trouble. Man's third planned moon landing has been canceled, but the astronauts are safe.
This has been the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Willard Scott speaking.
I was just telling Tom that some of the audio on this is better than other bits, but it amazes me that some of this stuff is 40 to 45 years old and has been as well preserved as what it is. And by the way, that was one of my favorite finds right there, the Willard Scott thing. It was part of about a 2.5 minute Apollo 13 report that Willard Scott did, because I can't imagine Willard Scott being young, but he was when he did that. So, well, I actually would like to bring up one more person, and that would be Rex Nelson. Because I think Rex likes to talk even more than I do, and he's better at it too.
No, I didn't need to talk, and I'm going to keep this very short, because as I said the last time we gathered here, I never worked for the Mighty 1090. But because of KAAY, I wanted to be in radio from a very young age. It was the soundtrack of my childhood in Arkansas. And for those of us of a certain age, 1090 was the soundtrack of our childhood. I can remember very vividly the day when I was 13 years old that I made my father get up early on a Saturday morning and drive me to Little Rock so I could take the test and get my Class 3 license, which I got at age 13, and began working in radio at age 13 in my hometown of Arkadelphia. And like I said, I never had the chance to work at KAAY, but one of the great honors of my life is later in life, I became very close friends with Pat Walsh. Spent many nights sitting by Pat's bed. As you know, he ended up in the hospital for about the last year of his life battling those infections, and had the honor of actually speaking at Pat's funeral. And so I felt like I had learned the stories of so many of you who did work there and who did experience what KAAY was. And so, you know, it is hard to believe it has been 30 years since the KAAY that I grew up with, that we knew, signed off the air. And now, as of right now, there is nothing on that frequency right now. Bob said a little something that I agreed with about corporate radio. And my main problem with corporate radio and in this day of satellite radio is so much of what we hear now really lacks what I call a personality. But even more so, so much of what we hear now lacks a soul. Now, let's make no doubt that KAAY was owned by a corporation. Lynn was a corporation. But what Pat Walsh did and the people he surrounded himself with is that they made that station a very core of what the state of Arkansas was, who we were, from the music to the personalities to the newscast that you heard. They made it a part of who we were in Arkansas. And I've got to tell you, as a guy who grew up in Arkansas, a state of less than 3 million people, a poor state that a lot of people look down on, one of the great points of pride, because I've always loved media, is that when I was growing up, we had one of the great newspapers in America in the Arkansas Gazette, and we had one of the great radio stations in America in KAAY. Something that people all over the nation knew about. And that was one of those things we could look up to in the state of Arkansas. So that station had a soul. It was the very essence who a lot of us were here in Arkansas. Like I said, it was the soundtrack of our life because it gave us the news in the morning. It gave us the top 10 music countdown in the afternoon. It gave us the Razorback football games on Saturday. And Frank Broyles will be quick to tell you that one of the greatest recruiting advantages he had in those days when there was only one game a week on television was that the radio broadcast of the Arkansas Razorbacks could be heard all over this country. And he could actually go into recruits' homes and say, look, you'll be able to hear our Saturday night games by tuning to the Mighty 1090. And it helped him build that program. I've talked to Coach Broyles about that. He will be quick to tell you. You know, not to get preachy right at the end, but one good thing about a soul is that a soul will live on. So the KAAY that we knew, that many of you worked for, that KAAY has been gone for 30 years, and yet it lives on. It lives on in everybody in this room. The memories, the good stories, the laughter. Working together, we have kept the Mighty 1090 alive. Thank you for all that you've done to do that.